It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Sterling John. Hey, Sterling.
Hey, Kel, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, living the dream.
You bet.
Living the dream.
It's been a little bit of time since you and I chatted. You got a new tune out called I'm Not Slowing Down. We'll talk about that in just a second. But what have you been up to lately? Things are always happening for you, I guess, hey?
Yeah, it's an incredible juggle in life trying to find 36 hours in a day. But we seem to always make things work. Been very busy with Country Music Alberta back in March. That was exciting, going to CMAB in Red Deer. And just a lot of growth over the last, since the last time we talked, actually. And we're doing some upcoming projects that are, you know, still sticking true to country, but also going down a different path as well with inspiration. And so I'm excited about those projects to release in later on this year. So, yeah, it's been very, very busy.
Great. So do you jump in and out? I mean, I hate I don't like talking about, you know, genres of music, because a song is a song, in my opinion, but as far as songwriting is concerned anyway. But do you jump in and out of different genres when you songwrite or when you perform?
You know, it's a lot like Rascal Flatts, mm-hmm. you know, and they were really inspirational to me with my love for music. And I really like how that band runs, because it's country, and the songs that they sing are inspirational too. So that's really how I align myself.
Nice.
With music, yeah.
Sure, perfect. Well, let's talk about this new tune called I'm Not Slowing Down. Obviously, you're not, Sterling. tell me about the song.
Yeah, so, you know, I co-wrote it with my friend Rob Hughes, and it just really speaks to, you know, there's always people in our life that don't necessarily believe in us, and, you know, or perhaps happy with, you know, people succeeding, you know, and it's so important that we don't listen to those naysayers in our life, that we push ahead and we do things for ourselves, not to prove anything to anybody else. And we just got to push through the hard times, and we're not slowing down. And it really speaks to, you know, in the second verse, I'm listening to my radio. It's all just a bunch of noise. Am I dressing left or leaning right? Didn't realize I had to make a choice. And I think we live in a time in our life where, you know, people are very opinionated, and you know what? We should be there to support one another. And it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're left or right or center or whatever, we're still all human beings, and we need to support one another, and we all get there together. So, It's going to be an upbeat tune for sure.
Nice. So Rob produced this track with you then? Or?
He did. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm.
He's been a fellow that's been producing for a number of years, I'll say.
Yeah, but, incredible writer too.
Yeah.
He really brings out. He's taught me a lot with songwriting and setup, and I just really appreciate that relationship that I have with him, because he's just an incredible producer too.
Nice. I want to circle back to Country Music Alberta, and we talk about the different associations with across this nation, but I know firsthand the importance of Country Music Alberta, not only to artists like yourself, but to the youth in that province. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I believe in working with our youth on our reserves here in Alberta, and I have a bigger plan in the future that extends outside of the province. You know, I do a lot of work with Alexis First Nation Reserve, as well as Enoch, and just mentorship of our youth. And I'd love to extend that later on this year with the new music that we're releasing, and visit many of our reserves and put some shows on. So I think that it's so important. It's a component that's really been missed over the last several years. And having worked on reserves for the last 15 years, I see the need for that, and especially at the Northern Alberta. And it's no different than in Saskatchewan, Northern Saskatchewan. There's a lot of need for, number one, music, but also the message that comes with these new projects that I'm going to be releasing over the next year. So very excited about that.
Well, and I do find that music brings people together, right? Everyone loves to talk about music or listen to music, at least, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a different artist when it comes to the type of music that I'm really passionate about. Like, I am going to be playing at Cook County here on May 13th in Edmonton, and we're going to have a rockin' night.
Yeah.
When it comes to my passion and singing inspirational music, I like to deviate from the rock and country tunes and go to original songs that speak to real issues when it comes to missing and murder, Indigenous awareness, drug trafficking, drug addictions, and also bullying, domestic violence. And these are very deep issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they're issues that really they affect our reserves across Canada, not just reserve communities, but elsewhere as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I see a very big need for these songs to be going out, because it really is going to speak and make change and give hope to others.
Terrific, terrific, Sterling. Well, I wish you well on those projects. We'll talk about that a little later on in the year. But in the meantime, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Yeah, so I'm on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Facebook, Instagram under Sterling John. And Sterling is spelled with two I's, and there's no E's in it. So Sterling, my last name is John. So it kind of sounds backwards, but I was told to keep it as my music name. So I did.
It works.
It does, yeah.
Great, Sterling. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with everything going on, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thanks very much, Cal.
Sterling John on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.